God bless you, Brother Hall. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. One sense of joy to be here tonight and to be a part of this meeting and a part of the marathon. I want to say that I appreciate folks listening in tonight out across the country. And I hope that you get something out of the meeting tonight that will be a blessing to you in these dark days. I'll probably read the entire chapter because I want you to get it fresh in your mind. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that when they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. Thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wives and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, 2 of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, 2 of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten. Thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Now I want to preach tonight for a while, God being my helper on, are you in the boat? And I realize we're going to come down to a more serious strain maybe than what we've been in the former part of the day. But I'd like to get a hold of somebody's heart tonight here out there, listening to the radio, and get you concerned about yourself. My main drive, my main desire tonight is to see folks get born again. I'm afraid that out across this country there's untold multitudes tonight that think maybe that they're in the boat. I believe there's so-called preachers tonight that have never really been saved. Deacons, lay members, wives, husbands out there tonight that belong to some Baptist church that think they're all right, but really down inside they know that there's something missing. I want to say to you tonight, if you get to heaven, if
You make it inside the gates of pearl. It's going to take a born-again experience to get it done. I would to God tonight through the preached word, I could get folks shook up about their own condition. You say, preacher, you want to scare folks. You're mighty right, I do. If you're here tonight and saved, out there in radio land, if you're saved, it'll do you good to check up on yourself. I want to say tonight, if you're not absolutely sure that you've been born again, you better make provisions. Jesus is coming and it won't be long. I read to you tonight about a wretched condition that prevailed on earth. The Word of God said that God looked down and saw the wickedness of men and said, it's enough. In the Bible, I believe in Matthew, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. I believe with my soul tonight that we're not very far from being exactly as it was in the days of Noah. And if I was you in here tonight, things not right between me and God, I began to search my soul. I read this scripture again this afternoon over yonder in the motel room, and it seemed as though, Brother Hall, that I'd read the morning paper. When the wickedness of men, the wretchedness, the ungodliness, the filth that's stretched out across our country today, when you really get it in your mind and soul, you'll have to realize that we're mighty close to being as it was in the days of Noah. But God looked down and saw it and said, it's enough. I believe the times are coming right at hand when God again is going to say that it's enough. I'm thankful to God tonight. Beyond anything else that I know, I've been saved. I thank God one morning out yonder on the hillside, little old barefooted boy, praying, asking God to save me. I'd already been in the church, had my name on the church book, made a profession, made a decision, shook the preacher's hand, but I found out one day under the preached word of God that I wasn't in the boat. I say to you, Holy Ghost conviction have got on me, and I realized I was lost and going to a devil's hell. Now, folks, today, if you've never had a real born-again experience, you're lost. I don't say tonight, everybody that's listening to my voice, if you didn't get saved like I got saved, then you're not saved. Oh, you say, preacher, you're narrow-minded. You're mighty right, I am. I believe there's one plan in the Word of God. I believe you're going to have to hear the Word of God, get under conviction, come to Jesus, repent and trust in Him, and God will save you. Outside of that, there'll be no salvation. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, tonight I'm in. The Bible said God spoke to Noah and said, build an ark to the saving of your house. Boys, I'm glad God's always had a plan. I'm glad, thank God, this world's never caught the Lord without a plan. The mess things in tonight, you'd think that God was somewhere scratching his head, wondering what move to make next. But thank God, he knows mighty well what's going on. And he's made provisions from before the foundation of the world to take care of it. I thank God tonight I got that time to God. I'm glad he's not like the senators and the president. There's not a statesman. There's not a president. There's not a king tonight in the world that knows what to do next. There's some mixed up. Brother, they don't know which way to turn. But God has always had a plan. And God told Noah how to build an ark. Now, I want you to notice, if you will, that God had a specific plan for the ark. Now, you can equate the ark any way you want to. But I want to tell you tonight, those that got inside were saved. You can call it the church. You can call it the lodge. You can call it what you want to. But I want to tell you this. If you ain't in Jesus Christ, brother, you're outside the plan of God. Oh, no, thank God, built an ark. He made it just like Jesus I told him to make it. God told him how long. Now, I want you to understand that there's not a preacher under the sound of my voice tonight that knows how to run your church a bit more than knowing you how to run the ark and to build the ark. I'll tell you, go out how to programs. Have the seminars, but you'll never know what to do until the Holy Ghost lets you know. I'm glad, thank God tonight, that God has got a plan. Now, I don't know what all I'm going to get into. As all most preachers know me, I don't run with an outline. Thank God tonight, whatever He gives me, I'm going to say that'll be for you. And you'll just have to take it the way God gives it. I want you to notice some things tonight about that ark. It's a peculiar thing that God never did move on the animals in the forest until the ark got ready. Now I want you to notice this. Praise God, there was no visitation program in the wilderness. No, I didn't go out on Thursday night and run a bunch of little screen door evangelism and pray a little prayer with the nanny goats and say, "You're old." Praise God, there's a time. There's a time in the mind of God for folks to get on the boat. I want to say to you tonight, my friend, you can't get saved any time that you want to. The time's got to be right in the mind of God or you'll never get in. Unless the Holy Ghost draws you, you cannot get saved. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that. I can't help it if you're scripturally ignorant. You can't get saved till the Holy Ghost takes a hold of your heart." Now you have the old preacher tonight, knowing his son's down there building on the ark. I used to preach a long time ago that them boys come help Noah build the ark and hammered and took his money and laughed at him. But I quit believing that junk. The Holy Ghost came to me one day and said, "Since when does God need the world to help them build the ark? God can quite build it by himself." Now, I want to say this to you, friend. God don't need no ball games and parties or bazaars and cakewalks and sales and picture takings to run the church. If the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, can't get the job done, it can't be done. If God can't run the church, he ought to close the doors and go home. Amen, amen. All the time old Noah's out preaching. Thank God to the ungodly, filthy world. I'm glad that's in the Word of God. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. More than we know how many preachers today that's preachers of righteousness. It's anything goes and come on and get in and join the party. I'm glad, hallelujah, that ain't God's way of doing things. I want to say God's still got a plan. And if you want to get on the boat, hallelujah, you'll have to come through the door. There was a little old door in the side of the ark. Wasn't no two doors. Wasn't no big door and a little door. But the elephant had to come in where the mouse come in. The horse had to come in where the possum come in. You say, "Preacher, I don't understand it." I'm going to tell you what, if you get saved, you'll come in through the door. I won't tell you it's not a Baptist door. It's not a Republican door. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't get in coming through the lodge. There's God to get in, you come through Jesus Christ. I'm glad, hallelujah, tonight that it's real in my soul. Amen, amen. Thank God I'm about to have me a Wednesday night feast. I'm glad, hallelujah, the door. I'm glad one blessed day when the man of God got to preaching. The Holy Ghost showed me I was lost. I want to say I was going to a liberal church. I'd already made a profession. But the church decided to have a revival meeting. There's two preachers in the country named Jones. One's an old-time Holy Ghost preacher. One of them was a liberal preacher. They aimed to get the liberal preacher and call the wrong Jones. But you see, they called the right Jones. Because God knew there's a little old barefooted overall clad boy down there on the hillside that needed to hear the word of God. Old Brother Jones came, began to preach. Hallelujah. And God spoke to my heart and showed me I was lost. I remember the morning, thank God, I went down on the hillside. I've been under conviction. When I got saved, I've been under conviction 2 years. Whoa, somebody said if I'd have been there, I'd have read the Roman road and got you in. I'm glad you wasn't there. Thank God. I prayed my way out of trouble. Repented and trusted in Jesus. And when I got in that morning, I knew I was in. I didn't need to put... But he preached long as God wanted him to. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to preach long as God wants me to. That's what I'm going to do in my life. Now listen, preacher. God's got a mission for you. He's got a timetable also. I don't know a whole lot what you're supposed to do, but I know one thing you're supposed to do, and that's preach the word of God. I never did hear Noah, a brother, start no social programs. Hallelujah. God's able to take care of all that mess. My job is to preach the word of God. Now, I want to tell you the truth. A real man of God ain't much good for anything else but to preach, preach. Preach, preach, preach. In this present day, our brother, we've gone to speeches and brother to socialism, but under God we need preaching this morning. I thought what a silly, ungodly mess it would have been for Noah to walk out on the deck of that boat, look at God forsaken cloud over, and say something good is going to happen to you today. God help us in this present age. What we need is not a back scratching. What we need is not to be told how good we are and everybody join in. Everybody have a new Cadillac and better ways of living. Under God, the most profound Christians that I've ever met in my life, and I've met a few. I've been in revival meetings. God's let me witness real revival many times down through my ministry, and I praise His name for it. Some of the most profound Christians I've ever known didn't hardly have a decent place to lay down and sleep. Hey, hey, boys, we've got so affluent that we think now that we can do it by ourselves and that we don't have to have God anymore. Great God in heaven, I'm going to tell you what I believe. There's some folks that's claiming a whole lot of stuff that they don't have. We need some folks that'll get on the boat that really knows the Lord. Up on the hillside of yonder, I feel an old family. Man and a woman, a little old boy. I hear the man say, the Lord came by down in the valley today. And I heard that old crazy man down there preaching. And that it's going to rain. And said, you know, Johnny was with me and it got on his nerves. And said, Daddy, maybe we ought to do something about it. But I brought him on home because I didn't want him to hear that kind of rot. That's exactly where we are today. The kind of preaching that you hear around here this week through the daytime over the radio is counted as foolishness. It'll grate on your soul if you're not right with God. But I want to say straight, hard, Holy Ghost preaching is the only hope for America tonight. And we'd better embrace it. I believe Noah preached. The time came, the Bible said, when God shut him in. Now listen to me. Noah said it's going to rain. They said it never has rained. No reason to believe that it'll rain now. Everything's been going well, and it's still running right well. Everything will be all right. But I want you to know there's coming a time when God is going to say it's enough. And if you're not in the boat, it'll be too late. I may be talking to some folk tonight right here in this church. Maybe you're in the boat, and you're sure that you are. But you don't know about your children. I'm going to be honest with you tonight, Mama. I don't believe you've got very long to get things taken care of. Of somebody listening tonight to the sound of my voice, are you pretty sure you're in? But you got a wayward boy, a wayward girl. I let you wonder about tonight. If you care anything about them, are you better let them know that there's something they've got to do? Or to get on the boat and that's the fact in Jesus Christ. God told Lord, said, I want you to get some stuff on the boat. Said, I want you to take some food on. And he said, the food that you take on will be for you and for the animals. That's a strange thing. But you see, the implication is here that what God touches for food is good for everybody. Now, I'm talking about spiritual food, really. That cuts out the need for children's church in our Baptist churches today. Now you better get this, pastor friend. You better get this, deacon friend, tonight. Brother, God put it out on the day of Pentecost where everybody could understand it. And he's still able to do it tonight. I'll tell you what you need to do. If you want your children, brother, to have something to eat, feed the grown-ups. And the children will eat the same thing that the grown-ups eat. I won't tell you what, over yonder by the side of the road in Greene County is a little old church. And we have about, I don't know, 79 or 80 or 85 in Sunday school on Sunday morning. We don't have anybody there. Maybe one or two that's over 55 years old. I'd say 60 of those folks are 30 years old and younger. And they come to the church house of God, look like they can't hardly wait to get in, sit down, sing in the choir, have a good time, and God sit down the preaching, shout hallelujah, and they know they've been to the church house. Folks, what's wrong in our churches today? The foods us preachers have brought on ain't fit for the dogs nor the goats, the grown-ups nor the kids. Bless God, if we'll bring on something God said put on, it'll be all right for everybody. We got so much joke telling, so many stories of what we've done and our success, so many announcements to make, we don't have time for the preaching. We're so busy trying to book in singers from off yonder that we don't have time to preach. We're so busy taking care of the business of the church, we realize we're not really taking care of the business of the church at all. The business of the church is to preach the Word of God and get lost people born in. I see some folks out yonder look down there at that little old cracker box of a thing. Just an old squire built outfit. And said, Lord, if it was to rain, that thing ain't going to float. There's no hope for that thing of floating. Boys, when I went to the church where I was at, when I went to my first church, they said it'll never float. That thing's in such a mess, it'll never float. Every church I've been in, they'll say she's going down. It can't float. The devil started that lie in the Garden of Eden and said it'll never work. But if God started it, it will work. I want to say to you, preacher out there tonight, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged if God puts you where you are. The boat's gonna float. Praise God. If you got doubt in your heart, you don't believe God's able to make her float, you ought to sign off and quit. And tell the ministry, God's looking for somebody that'll follow the plans and then get on and let God do the rest. We got such a mess out across our land tonight. On the name of God's churches. I'm sick tonight, traveling out across this country, trying to preach revivals one after another. And I'm sick tonight unto God for what little spirituality our churches have got. We've followed God's plans until we've about left God. We've followed our own plans until we've about left God out of everything. And it's a shame and a disgrace tonight. We've got rid of all, about all the spirituality. We've got all the programs in, all the things that's been taught to us from Hammond and Murfreesboro and Nashville, but we don't have nothing from heaven. And God help us tonight. But I see old Noah get on the boat, and God, the Bible said, God closed the door. Now you hear the old preacher tonight, when God closes the door, there'll be no hope for you or your children getting in. When God closes the door, the plan of salvation will all be done with, and there'll be no getting on. As you hear tonight, if as you out there listening, realize I was unsaved, wasn't on the boat, I'd make a move toward God. I'd get in my car out there tonight, come to Allen Ford Church, get on the altar and pray until God saved me. Some of you out there tonight, your preachers told you you're all right. God help you. Some of you, mama told you you'd cried enough and repented enough. All you need to do is get up and tell everybody everything's all right. Somebody read the Roman road to you and said, if you've done all these things, then that puts you in. God help tonight if you didn't go down with the burden of sin. Conviction on your soul that you couldn't eat and sleep. And then turn from your wicked ways and turn to God. And the burden rolled away and you knew your sin. If you never went through that, I'd get somewhere tonight and pray until I knew I was born again. Am I telling you all right tonight? Amen. Noah and his family. Noah and his family. Is your family in? Daddy, can you say you've done your best? Or sometimes the road gets long and hard. You realize you're not having very many results. But I'm glad God always knows where you are and what's going on. I remember over yonder one night in a revival meeting, one of them times where nothing's going on. I'd get on preaching, nobody shake hands with me, nobody ever said, preacher, we appreciate you preaching. I'd slip out the side door and head out across the hills to home. I remember one night, I'd preached as hard as I could preach, and God had touched my heart and wrung me out, and I'd preached to sinners, no effect that I could see at all. And I said, God, what's the use? I slipped out the side door, nobody shook hands with me, nobody said, preacher, we enjoyed it. Got in that old 71 Chevrolet with 200,000 miles on it and began to waddle and rattle out and back out across the hillside toward home. I'll never forget, I looked out over that steering wheel and said, oh God, I don't know what there's any use in preaching anymore or not. I'd sure like to hear tonight from glory. I'd sure like to know somewhere, somehow, that you know where I'm at tonight. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, turn on the radio. Oh, God knows what he's doing. I turned the radio on down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Old Mays Jackson said to the truck driver special. And he said, in a few moments, we're going to have the inspirations to sing for us. But he said, before they sing, I feel strangely led to pray. And he said, our Father, out yonder somewhere tonight, going up the lonely side of the mountain, is an old man of God that needs you to go and get in the car with him and let him know that you're still on the throne. Hallelujah to God. I come to myself, and Brother Al Chunder in the woods, a beating on the tree limbs and praising God. Hallelujah that he'd take care of his own. I'm glad, hallelujah to God tonight. He knows where you are. Oh, no, I've been preaching 120 years. No converts. But it is in the will of God. That's all that matters. Some of you tonight hear me. May not be much rejoicing tonight. You know what we'll do when there's not much going on at church. We'll start something of some kind to get something going on. God help us preach on, preacher. Tell the same old story. Tell folks the boats are pulling out. And if they don't get on it, they'll spend eternity in hell. The same message that worked in Noah's day will still work today. Oh, Noah had that gangplank down. I want you to get there. Had that gangplank down. Got that old boat all set up. And I want say, preachers, tonight, ain't no use here going on visitation. I wouldn't go and invite anybody to church until I had the boat fixed. Got things up fixed down to church house where we could shelter lost people when the dead comes. I want you to get this real good now. Illinois hit the last nail, drove the last peg. Got the gangplank down, the door all fixed. Out yonder in the wilderness. I hear one of them little old calves say to the other, you know, I feel strangely led this morning to go get on that boat. Now you listen to me tonight. Nobody ever went down there and read no Roman road. Nobody ever went out and said, you got to come over to our church. We got such good singing. But praise God, when the boat got right, I say, when the boat got right, there's a movement out yonder in the wilderness among the wild things to go and get in the boat. I want to say, churches out across this country tonight, we're trying to get folks to come into a boat that ain't ready. No spirituality in the church, no preaching of the Word of God. Brother, if we'd get the situation fixed at the church house, God would move in the wilderness. Great God in heaven, we've tried to do too much ourselves. I'm not leaving enough up to the Holy God. I'll tell you what I believe. The same God that died on Calvary's cross is able to go get in the heart of a sinner and direct him to get right with God. And you say, preacher, you're excluding visitation. Why, no. You say, preacher, you're excluding going to highways and hedges and compel him to come in. Why, no. But if the church is not right, there'll be no saving power at the church house. When folks get right with God, there must be spiritual power and an influence and an atmosphere at the church house. One of the most dangerous things our day is to turn church members loose that have no lead of God, no compulsion from within side. No Holy Ghost leadership to go out in the town and knock on doors and go through some kind of ritual to try to get the people to say that they're in. Now listen to me. I was in a church recently where they just had one revival. They said they had 75 people saved. They'd gone knocked on doors. Didn't make any difference to me how you get people saved if you really get them saved. But not one of the 75 that said they got born again was there that night. I want to say to you, if you get born again, brother, when Sunday morning comes, it'll get you in the church house. Praise God, when God saved me, well, nobody had to come and visit me. I got to walk and hear the choir sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Every time the church doors opened, I wanted to be there. I tried to go to the WMU meeting. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. That's the Woman's Missionary Union, in case you folks don't know what it was. I was in the Missionary Baptist Church, Southern Baptist Church. When them women got together, the doors was open. I thought I was supposed to go. I still think I'm supposed to be at the house of God when the choir strikes up and begins to sing. Hey, hey! I want to say this to you, bless God, that means Sunday school as well as the preacher. Ain't no use you looking at me that way. You bow your head, I know I've got you. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, tonight that I got on one morning. I wonder if you're on the boat. Everybody laughed at the old man of God. They're still doing that tonight. God's man begins to warn and ask people to pay heed. Begins to preach righteousness and God's way of doing and living. They turn him off. But I want you to hear me tonight, folk. If God speaks to your heart while I'm preaching, you better do something about it. I don't know that God's obligated to awaken you but one time to the fact that you're lost or out of the will of God. But if he does it once, he's certainly not obligated to ever do it again. And it just may be so that God tonight speaks to your heart. let you know you're on your way to hell. You're not on the inside of the boat. You're afraid of the storm. You better make your way to an altar somewhere and pray and ask God to have mercy on your wretched soul. Are you in tonight? Do you know you're in? I talk to folk that says, I hope I am. I think I am. I believe that if I do the best I can, everything will be all right. Somebody's lied to you. I want you to hear me tonight. Out across our country, I hear every way described to get on the boat. Some folks say you go down through the wilderness, turn left. Other folks says right. Some says go straight up. Another say dig a hole. Looks like there's very few folk that knows how to get born again. As many men as I've seen out across this country, it looks like every man has got a different plan to get right with God. Somebody said, get baptized, and you're in. Somebody else said, join the Baptist church, and you're in. Somebody said, get sprinkled, you're in. Somebody said, Roman road, and you're in. God help us. I want to say to you again tonight, if I go out here, if I ask Brother Hall in the morning or one of you fellers how I get to Paducah, you say, well, you go out here and hit 41 and turn north. And you go and cross the Ohio River and keep a going north and turn east and go 500 miles and you'll see a sign that says Paducah. I'm going to say one or two things about that fella. He's either never been to Paducah, don't know where it is, or else he's the biggest liar in the state of Kentucky. And if I ask somebody tonight how to get right with God, and you say just believe that He's God's Son, or get baptized, or sign the card, go and be good to the preacher, I'm going to say one of the two things about Him. He's either never been born again Himself, or He's the biggest liar in the state of Kentucky. I want to say to you, preacher, tonight, you better look well to your ways. Amen and amen. Yes. Instructing folk on how to get right with God. If there's no repentance, if there's no giving up, if there's no making Jesus Christ Lord, you'll never get in. Hope y'all are on the hill in little Johnny's house. I hear the man say, you know, I hear a sound back in the west. And a rumbling that I've never heard before. After a while he comes in and said, you know what? There's water falling out of the sky. You see, it had never rained before. They didn't know what to expect. She said, you know, it might be a good idea if we all go down and take Johnny and talk again to that man that's on the boat. But you see, there's one thing wrong with that plan. There comes a time when the door is shut. When God's just the door, no man can open it. I see him go down to the ark and knock on the door. The fountains of the deep are beginning to break out. She's beginning to rain. I see him wading around in the water, Brother Hall. Knocking on the sides of the ark and on the door and saying, Noah, we're ready now to get in. I hear the old man of God say, it's too late.
Yeah.
I couldn't open the door if I want to. You see, I didn't shut it. The Word of God said, God shut the door.
Yeah.
Come a time when there'll be no more invitations down to church house. That'll do you any good. Those of you that's been putting it off and putting it off, you better get in while God's calling you.
Amen.
Maybe some of you tonight, however, the preachers felt the call of God to get on the ark. Oh, Lord, help you go somewhere tonight and get it right. If you're here in this church, young lady, young man, and God spoke to your heart and said you need to get on, I'd come and get in this hole and pray and ask God to let me get on tonight. I see that water get higher and higher. After a while, I see that boat that they said wouldn't float begin to shake and float and move away. I see that mom and daddy pick that little old boy up in their arms and climb the high field. Too late! too late. I see them climb the trees and hold their children as high as they can hold them, too late. You see, if you get on the boat, you're going to have to come while the calls are going out. I'm praying tonight God will go get in every aisle of this church and go in every bench. Let folks check every heart under the leadership of the Holy Ghost to see where you stand in the sight of God. I pray that the Holy Ghost will go out over the radio waves tonight and get every soul.
Yes, amen.
Make lost men and women, boys and girls tremble with fear because you know that you're not right with God. Mothers and daddies tonight with children. Some of you don't know where they are. Some of them's buffaloed you and went off their own way. Some of them you said you want them to sow their wild oats and be plenty of time for them to get right with God. God have mercy on your ignorant soul. You need to get your children in the church house. You say, preacher, I can't make my children go as long as they set their foot under my table. If I were you, they'd go to the house of God or make a move. You're leaving off the most important things. Tending to little old trivial things that'll do nothing but put them deeper and deeper on the road to hell. Oh, listen to me tonight in these last days. Some of you out there tonight may be the last time you'll ever hear God's man preach. I believe I can feel in my soul the Holy Ghost working on folk here in this church tonight and out yonder. And oh, God, help somebody to turn to Jesus before it's too late. The most important part of these days of revival and marathon would be to get somebody disturbed about their condition. If everybody gets right with God, you won't have to worry about the money coming in. Folks get right with God, they'll only hear the right kind of music and the right kind of singing and the right kind of preaching. Folk tonight, turn the old man of God if you're not old. Better come on down tonight while the boat still is sitting still and the door's open and get in. We're going to sing together. I want us to stand together if you will. If there's folks here tonight, you're worried about yourself, you ought to come. I want to say this about you to your mama, to your dad. If you're here tonight and you're worried about your young ones, they're on the outside. You're worried about them, whether or not they're really in. Might be good for you to come to an altar and cry out to God on their behalf tonight. Hear me out there, mothers and daddies in radio land tonight. If God had touched my heart, I'd get down on my knees and begin to weep and say, God, I'm in. But I don't know about the daughter, about the son, maybe brothers and sisters. Folks, we fooled around with little old plans that God's not in, little old programs that'll get nobody in. They come in, they'll have to come through the door. Do you know about yourself? If you're worried, I'd come get it fixed tonight. Are you concerned about others? If you are, I'd come and pray tonight and ask God for help. Listen, if you're here tonight and you realize you're not saved, I'd pray and ask God to put me in. I'd give up. I'd surrender. I'd repent. Tell God I'm sorry for my heart. And I trust Him as my Savior. He'll put you on and you can know beyond doubt that you're in. We're going to sing together. Others ought to come tonight. Some have already come. Others ought to come. There ought to be a response from the elders. I'm expecting to hear tonight on the telephone that somebody's bowed and got right with God. Somebody prayed out yonder and got relieved. Got assurance that their daughter or son is going to get in before it's too late. Lord God, help. If I was you tonight and realized I had folks that wasn't in the ark, I'd be calling this radio station, these preachers that'll be here, asking them to put my name down, my daughter's name, and say they're not on. My heart's a trembling tonight in fear that the boat will pull out. No hope for them. God bless you. Will you come as we sing together?